The Indian celebration known as Holi is being held Saturday, March 26th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Interstate Center in Bloomington. Vinod Nambiar and Leons Philip from Exit 167 Event Management Group are organizing the celebration, which is known as the Festival of Colors. This particular event is dubbed Rang Barsay, or Rain of Colors. Nambiar describes it as a celebration of spring. And Leon says it's like a finale to spring break.
Just like spring, which is very colorful, you got flower blossoms, same way. If the groundhog has predicted that we're going to have an early spring, in case he's wrong, like many times he is,
yes,
right, what's going to happen is on March 26th, Interstate Center, we are going to make it even more colorful. So just in case we miss that, you will have the Interstate Center, yeah, and the colors are going to speak for themselves.
Okay, let's talk about what actually happens when people go to the Interstate Center. What actually happens? Is there music? Is there dancing? I know there's a lot of powdered color involved that's, yes, getting thrown around. And if anybody wants to get an idea of what you end, mm-hmm, up looking at like, just go to WGLT.org and look at this story and you will see photographs of people at this festival covered in color. So tell me what goes on, you guys.
So the way we've envisioned or conceptualized this event at the Interstate Center is that it is food, music, and colors, right? That's the way I can sum it up is, and there's going to be a lot of activities as well. So we have a professional DJ from Chicago who will be on point to play a diverse range of music, including the Billboard Top 10, Hispanic music. We're going to have the diverse music or songs from India, mm-hmm, some East Asian, and some Oriental, and even some Iranian. So we're trying to make it as diverse as we can, right?
So even though it's an Indian festival, you want everybody, you want, correct, complete diversity. Diversity,
yeah,
at this.
A very neutral festival, and we're going to talk more about how neutral it is.
Over the many years, it has morphed into a more fun event at our festival. It is not only now celebrated only in India. India and Nepal was primarily the two countries which used to celebrate Holi in big way. But now, just because of the festivity and just because of the colors, just because of the vibrancy that this festival brings to the table, it has slowly grown out of India. Now you'll see that it's widely celebrated in majority all parts of Europe and even in North America too now. But for a small community like this, this is the first time that we are trying to take that first step to include and educate people about this fun festival. We do know that college kids do have, you know, a different kind of color splattering on different, say, we do have 5K runs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Where, yeah, color runs.
Color runs, whatnot. But I'm not sure if that got inspired from this festival or not, but this is a festival specifically happening to celebrate the beginning of spring.
You're looking for some fellowship here between all sorts of people in the Twin Cities.
Absolutely. Educating them, telling about this festival is a fun event.
So what can we expect when we walk in? Will we just walk in and suddenly it's just everybody throwing powdered color, or is it more controlled than that?
There's going to be a time when we call it as Holi Milan, the meeting,
right,
the meeting time for everybody. All right. So what's going to happen is we'll have some kind of a countdown where the DJ is going to be, you know, managing that time frame for us. We say at 12 o'clock, 12 noon, we'll have Holi Milan. That's when we want everybody on in front of the DJ and on the dance floor. And we say, okay, 3, 2, 1, and everybody throws the color in the air and starts mirroring each other with color. And here is where we see, envision everybody, let that be, it doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter which country you belong to.
Or age group. Yeah. You want whole families,
yes,
here.
Yes, male, female, correct, kids, everybody.
Yeah. Rich, poor, young, old.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
No boundaries.
And we do that, and then the music goes on, and everybody, it's a free-for-all kind of a dance floor. Everybody enjoys. There's going to be ample food, a variety of food.
I understand that this festival also includes water. You know, maybe some water pistols? You're going to use some water pistols too, or?
So the plan is that we are plumbing a separate, a secluded area off the Interstate Center where people that want to get get mist on themselves or be drenched a little bit. We're going to have a separate room that's going to have water or mist flowing from the ceiling so they can enjoy a true rain dance along with the DJ. And that's, again, for the ones that want to get drenched, it's a separate secluded area. For the ones that want to play it a different way with just colors only, they have the dance floor.
We should let people know that these colors are safe.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't have to worry about them. And they're easy to wash off.
That is correct.
And I'm wondering, who gets to clean up afterwards? Are you guys going to be in there?
I'm going to have Vinod do all the cleaning because I want to leave early after the event.
Yeah, I'll do that with the help of a lot of volunteers, of course. And the foremost thing that I would also want to mention here is when we started thinking about putting our event management group together, you know, with the same band members and, you know,
of Exit 167.
Yes. The whole idea was, when we thought about this, this is one festival which we always, within the Indian community, we always used to celebrate as just the community alone.
It's a very popular festival.
Yes, it is extremely popular. The only constraint every year we have felt living here was the climate. Because in India, this is an absolute best climate that you can get, whether when it's not too hot, it's not too cold. You can go out in the sun, you can throw water at each other, water pistols, and color each other. That's an outdoor event. But due to the weather constraint here, we usually would, you know, confine ourselves to one of our friends' house, and we all gathered together. We stayed outside for probably 15 minutes or so, then we are freezing cold, and then we come back. That's about it. That's what gave thought to our, you know, that was the initial food for thought for us. I said, you know, why can't we bring it indoors? Find a space and make it temperature controlled where cold is not a constraining factor here. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was, of course, we could not ever thought of, you know, pulling a hose from a garden hose and put water in the month of March.
Yeah.
We can't do it here. So there's going to be a warm water mist in a secluded area within this interstate center that we are plumbing specifically for this, where people do not have to be scared, oh my God, it's going to be cold. It's going to be warm water. You can spend as much time as you want.
And Holi is best played without jackets and just being comfortable in what you're wearing. Whereas if you go to Chicago or St. Louis, the problem is we've done, and when we've talked to a lot of the people there, they always play outside. I mean, it's just the way it is, right? But because of the cold in the Midwest, it doesn't make any sense. So I think we have a unique formula where we have, people being able to be themselves minus the jackets and minus the chill outside and just play it, you know, to the heart's content.
Well, Leonce, can you tell me about the colors? Do you have very specific colors, and do those colors have specific meaning to this festival?
Well, that's a good question. We are going to have a multitude of colors. We have at least gotten up to six colors, red being very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got yellow, we've got blue, we've got green, violet and pink at
pink
this
time.
Pink
and green.
Yeah. If there is a meaning at all, the meaning would be, it's just like the spring colors, right? Flowers. Just think of the flowers, how wide variety colored they come in. So this is just a precursor to celebrating spring. So you would want to match up, you know, colors for flowers, right?
And one other thing that we have done through this event is also we have reached out to schools PTO.
Mm-hmm.
And Evans Junior High School's PTO has signed up to be our partners in this. They're sending out communication to educate the students. Everybody is welcome. So they'll be sending out the flyers via email to all the parents to bring their kids and be aware about this festival.
It's a unique cultural opportunity in the Twin Cities.
This
has never happened here before.
Yeah.
So you're really breaking new ground.
We want to make this an annual festival so people can remember this, people can understand how diverse this
look forward to it.
Correct.
As well.
Look forward to it. And how diverse our Bloomington Normal is and has become. You know,
It's all about embracing each other's culture and understanding. And moreover, of course, all those festivals breaks all kind of barriers. It really doesn't matter what religion that belongs to, where it originated from. Nobody wants to know that. As long as there's fun, it's a family event, that's all everybody want to be.
All it is an excuse to have a great time. Yeah. That's what it is. That's how the way you look at it is, we want to have a great time. Let's have a great time using colors.
Yeah. That's Leonce Philip and Vinod Nambiar, organizers of the Festival of Colors event at the Interstate Center in Bloomington, Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tickets are available at exit167events.com. I'm Laura Kennedy.